Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tracy Marshall, and she's the Cass County Treasurer. Good morning to you, Tracy.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
Good. And, you know, we're all kind of in a spring mood, although there's some prediction for a little snow. It won't last long. And at this time of the year, along with some of that spring stuff, it's a good reminder to pay taxes. So that's what I want to talk about this morning, Tracy. I was in your office the other day to pay my property taxes, and you were pretty busy.
Yeah, we're very busy right now.
So property taxes are due, the first half is due when?
The first half is due in September, so we are now collecting the second half
okay.
Here in March.
And the deadline for that is?
The deadline without penalty is March 31st.
Okay.
That is on a Tuesday this, or a Thursday this year.
Okay, so it's about, I'm going to say about 10 days away, somewhere in there. It's a little more than a week away. So if you haven't been in to see Tracy and all of your workers, and they, I must say, Tracy, they're always very helpful and always very friendly. It's a other than having to write the check, it's a nice place to come and see you folks. So you said without penalty. So what if somebody doesn't get in and get their taxes paid, either on purpose or just because sometimes we get forgetful? So then what happens?
Right. Actually, on April 1st, there'll be 1.5% penalty, and the penalty accrues on a monthly basis. So the first of every month, there's an 1.5% penalty added to the taxes.
Okay, so it just keeps adding up if you don't get in and get it paid. So good thing to get that on the calendar if you haven't already thought about it. And I always appreciate reminders, and I think I heard it on the radio, I don't know, the beginning of the month, sometime it's time to pay those property taxes. And there are several ways to do that. I don't really have to come to your office if I have the right kinds of technology.
Correct. You can pay online at www.iowatreasures.org. We also accept credit and debit cards in the office.
And we could mail it by U.S. mail.
You can mail it, yep. And if you do decide to mail it, it must be postmarked as of March 31st.
Okay.
So that's kind of tricky because you want to make sure you ask your postmaster if you go in on the 31st if it's going to be postmarked on that day.
Yes.
So,
yeah. It's not like it used to be where right there they're going to do that. It might get sent to Des Moines or Omaha or who knows where.
Correct.
So, yeah, good point, Tracy, to be sure and check if you're waiting to do it that way. And, Tracy, if we want to come to your office, what are your hours?
8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And that would be true. Are those hours the same if somebody's listening in Shelby County or Adair County? Are those hours the same or do those vary from county to county?
They could vary. I think they're pretty similar, though.
But you might want to check.
Yeah, you may want to check your county.
Okay. So I'm thinking that most of the things we're going to talk about this morning would pretty much be true across the state of Iowa, but if you have any questions, it might be best to check with your county.
Absolutely.
Okay, the other thing that when I was in your office, I noticed a sign on the door that, and I don't know why it caught my eye, because I don't have a boat, but it was something about boats.
Okay. Yes, boat renewals are due the end of April of 2016, and I believe they're on a two-year rotation, so they're very easy to forget.
Okay, but you're not responsible for that part.
Nope, them are actually paid down in the recorder's office, and I have signs on my doors to remind people when they come to pay their taxes.
Good idea. Are there some other kinds of things that licenses and taxes are due? I'm thinking, I don't know, mobile homes. I mean, are there some other things that people need to kind of check on their dates?
Well, mobile homes is the same cycle as regular real estate taxes.
Okay. And I know that other, like, hunting licenses and so on, that would also be down the hall at the recorder's office, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if there are any of those kinds of things, I mean, in Cass County, they're really easy to go from one office to the other. But again, if you have those kinds of licenses and you go, oops, I don't know when that's due, maybe it's a good time at this time of year to check that out and just to make sure that you're not going to let it expire if that's what you want to happen. Tracy, the other thing that I wanted to talk a bit about, and I know that both Jim and I have visited with you about this previously, and that is if you're going to renew your driver's license, you might need to do some checking or want to do some checking because there could be the opportunity for a change.
Yes, we have the Real ID Act, and what it is, it's a yellow star in the corner of your driver's license, and if you want that, you have to basically re-identify yourself. So,
and that takes a couple of things to do that. I mean, so Tracy knows who I am when I walk in, or some of the other people in your office know. That doesn't cut it. That's not enough.
Correct. And, you know, I would just ask people to please call the office and ask what you need. You know, it could be different for different people.
Uh-huh.
You know, and if you carry your Social Security card in your wallet and it's not in very good shape, it may not work because we have an authenticator that we have to run it through. So if it don't validate, we can't use it.
Okay, so good thing to check.
Yeah, it could be difficult for people, but you know, if your Social Security card's not in good shape, we would take like a W-2 form, a 1099. I would just ask people to please call the office and ask what would work for them, what they have.
Because the circumstances are different for each person. If a person has been married several times, that kind of raises some, I'm not going to say red flags, but some extra kinds of work that you may need to do.
Yep, extra paperwork. Just say, like, if I was married two times and my name's not the same on each of my forms, that's key because you have to prove your name from your birth certificate. So you're going to need a marriage certificate, maybe a divorce degree, and maybe a marriage, you know, another marriage certificate. You know, there's just, certain documents we need for all that.
And I'm kind of chuckling because I wanted to get that, and I had to go through a couple of hoops because actually my Social Security middle initial was different than it was on my driver's license and a couple of other things. And so, I went and had my Social Security card changed, and that took a little bit of time.
Yeah.
So now we should probably go back in case people don't recall. This is not true all over the United States at this point, right? This is an Iowa law?
Well, it's actually a federal law.
Okay.
There was 5 states that were not in compliant with it. I don't know where them states are at this point. But also TSA. TSA could say tomorrow, you know, you need the real ID to travel.
Okay.
You know, so we really don't. We really don't know what TSA will do.
So best if you're gonna plan on continuing to drive, continuing to want your driver's license or an ID card. You know, if you don't have a driver's license, you can go get your ID card, right? Just that it's not a driver's license, but it says who you are.
Correct. You could also have an ID card versus a driver's license.
Okay. And hopefully people have already guessed the purpose of this, but why did this happen? Why is all of this going on?
Well, I think 911 was a big cause of it. It's protection. It's ID protection.
Sorry to say we have to do that, but that's the way it is. You say it's a federal law. We might as well get used to it and get it done. Now, you do have some time, as I recall. Do you remember what the ending date or what the kind of date here is when you need to have that done by? Because it's several years.
Yeah, it's 2020.
Okay.
However, like I said, we don't know what TSA is going to do.
So if you're flying.
If you do a lot of traveling, as far as flying, you might want to think about getting your documents together and getting it done a little sooner.
And other than making sure you have the right information about yourself. It's not a, it's for most people, it's not a big deal. You just want to know before you get to the, get there, I think, get to the courthouse and say, oh, now I have to come back. Well, go
right,
on, go
right.
online or give you a call.
Yep, okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Tracy, we want to thank you very much for your time this morning. Tracy Marshall, who's the Cass County Treasurer, and if you're in another county, you may want to do some checking with your local office. So until next time, you know, April showers bring May flowers, but April showers also kind of remind us of some other things we need to do.